Oh my goodness, it's very hot up here tonight. Ko hinu hinu katoa nā sāit. I'm sorry, Pākehās, I can't translate that. What I said is not in the dictionary. I think I better take my cloak off because it's really very hot up here. Hey boys, give me some take-off music, please. Ooh, that was nice. You haven't got a thing to worry about these days, since these transplants. You can get anything transplanted. I ordered one of each. I'm not taking no chances. Now, get this. I was playing golf with Jim and George. Jim said to George, how about we go and get a transplant? George said, oh, okay, I've never had a transplant. So they went to the doctor. 20 minutes later, Jim came out. George said, how you feel? He said, ooh, I feel good. 20 minutes later, George came out. He said, how you feel? He said, oh, I feel good too. He said, how much did it cost you? He said, it cost me $500. Jim said, wow, mine only cost $10. He said, let me see what you got for $10. So Jim dropped his trousers and George started to laugh. He said, what you laughing at? He said, you've got my old one. You're going to get your old one? You're going for a mini lady? Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Better to get up than sit there and strain and become lame with the pain. She's gone to Mimi Hill. So ladies and my little boy. I got a little boy now. I didn't yesterday, but I got a little boy now. And he likes riding in a bus. So I took him for a ride in the bus the other day, and sitting next to me was a lady breastfeeding her baby. My boy said to me, hey Dad, what's that woman doing? I said, she's feeding her baby. He said, he won't eat all that, would he? Well, he's only a little boy. He doesn't know any better. Probably when he grows up, he'll eat the lot. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, of course, now, you see, my little girl. See, I got a little girl now. I didn't this morning. I got a little girl. She came in crying. I said to her, what you crying for now? She said, oh, he's Jimmy Jones next door. He won't let me play with him. I said, why not? Ooh, he's rude, him. He said, you're not playing with those because you haven't got one of these. So I sent my little girl to see Mummy, and Mummy goes, meow, 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 meow. So the next day, my little girl went back to see Jimmy Jones. He said, you're not playing with those because you haven't got one of these. My little girl said, I don't want to play with those because I've got one of these. And my mummy said, when I grow up, I can get as many of those as I want. Now this happens in London. See, London is a very big place. You got no, you know the things you get up to in London. Hey, where do you go? Where do you go parking? Where do you go? Where? One Tree Hill. Is that where you go parking? Oh, she's back! That was quick. Hey, lady, did you hear me from out there? Eh? Because we heard you. You want to watch out, lady? We sandpapered that seat today. So you can get a rough idea of things. Lovely lady, nice. Hey, where do you go parking, lady? Oh, she doesn't go parking, she just goes to the paddock, eh? Actually, this girl picked me up, see? She picked me up at the hotel, so we went parking. We stopped the car, it's the only way to park. And we were there, I haven't done my thing. We were in the car, you see, stopped the car. And we were there tutuing around. To the parking house, octopusing around, you know? The cops come, shine the flashlight in the car. He said, "Boy, what you doing?" I said, "Officer, I'm not doing nothing." He said, "Get out and hold the light. Let a man get in there." Real cheeky cop. I think he's a half caste. So he went away. 20 minutes later, he came back again. He asked me what I was doing. I said, "I was just listening to a bit of rock and roll music." You know, he left me alone. He went to the second car. He asked them what they were doing. They said they were just listening to a bit of rumba music. He went to the third car. Windows all steamed up, arms and legs flying all over the place. He said to them, "I suppose you're doing the bossa nova." She said, "No, I'm doing the bossa favor." Hey, you know, I like to tell you, do you know how to catch a polar bear? Now, to catch a polar bear, you go up to the North Pole. Plenty of polar bears up there. And of course, to catch it, there's plenty of snow and ice. Now, what you do is, you dig a hole in the ice, and you put some of Watty's peas around it. Yeah, what? And you put some of Watty's peas around it. When the polar bear come down for a pee, you kick him in the ice hole.